He looks like a lamb. He speaks like a dragon. He exercises the authority politically and militarily like the Antichrist. He performs such miraculous power that he calls fire down from the skies in full view of millions. He's given power by, well, that presence out there in the air. He delivered, well, he deceives collectively the inhabitants of the earth. He orders those who follow the Antichrist to build an image, and a spirit of life is given to it. He forces them to take a branding, a mark. Hey, all of this is revelation out of the book of Revelation, chapter 13. I asked my wife tonight. She sat down next to me after getting home from work, and I looked at her and I said, "Tell me what you know about the false prophet." Let me ask you tonight. Here's the test. I tested my wife. I tested my daughter. And on the spot, I said, "Tell me, what do you know about the false prophet?" Everybody talks about the Antichrist. Everybody talks about the other stuff. Everybody talks about globalism. Listen, what do you know about the false prophet? And she sat there and sat there and sat there. And she said, "Well, he does miracles." That's correct. That's one of about nine powerful actions that he is and performs. Let me ask you tonight, what do you know about the false prophet? Listen, if the chaos is coming soon, if globalism will rise shortly, then the Antichrist is alive, the regime is in place, and this one that we're talking about, we introduced him Friday, well, let me tell you something, he is alive and operative as the most supernaturally demonstrative person in all of human history outside of Jesus Christ himself. We're talking about what is called the false prophet when John says, "I saw another Theron, a beast, a hybrid, and he was rising. There was an ascendancy out of the earth." We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to give you a few of the details of this week. Right now. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. It is now the 19th of July, 2010, not too far away from the 2012ers' dreams and hopes. Well, I hope to pull a lot of them out of that before that day arrives. The theme this week, right off the website, Dark Doctrines, The Agenda, A Mark, and An Image That Lives. Well, it's the purpose of the mark and the image. And there's a pair of supernatural hybrids, the Antichrist himself, and then this one. And so I'm going to ask you tonight, what do you know about the false prophet? And if it's very little, I'm going to tell you right now that this individual would fit beautifully within the New Age movement, beautifully within among the Masons or the Rosicrucians, and this one would fit among all of those who are into the Maitreya, those that would look for a world teacher, as Alice Bailey was dictated to say. This individual, most likely out there alive and operative under the earth, down in the earth, somewhere underground, I don't know. Over in Europe, I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, let me say welcome to all the Europeans, because as this is played out live tonight, it'll be put on the archives, and 50, 60 countries will download, and then we'll put it on preemption broadcast, and we know that those of you in China will download. We know that some in Russia have been downloading, down there in the Vatican and across Europe. So I want to say welcome to all the Europeans, to those in Switzerland, and to the Swedes, and to the Finns, and many others, to the Russians, to the Czechs, all across, and even to those, yes, the ones that we love, human beings, the Chinese, that we love seeing download the materials that we're doing. So by God's providence and by God's direct leading for your sake, may God's grace, might, and his summoning come. The grace that draws to the living Christ be here tonight. May the authority of the living Christ be demonstrated. And may God do extraordinary things in the name Jesu Christu. It's the book of Apocalypse, the apocalypse of Jesu Christu we're talking about. There is simply no other revelation like it. There is no other data, no other prophecy, no other spirit-given information coming from the uncreated, eternal Spirit of God. Now, there are prophecies, we're going to tackle this during the week, dark prophecies, satanic prophecies, prophecies that are helping to shape the satanic sequential agenda. And those prophecies, like doctrines of demons, also fuel the minds and the hearts of millions as they anticipate a world leader, as they will be receptive to a miracle worker, since the precursors, well, they've already embraced the precursors. They're already being prepped for the most supernaturally demonstrative human being in global history. Tonight, the 19th of July, we got a number of things to let you know about. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you'll see the theme for the week, Dark Doctrines, the Agenda, A Mark, and the Image That Lives. Monday night, the specific title tonight, God-given details on the second beast. His ability to grip the whole world with dark powers. But what are the precursors to that? Tuesday night, the coming of the image of the beast. And is it here in hiding? Does spirit and technology fuse? We'll be on also Tuesday night, Survive to Thrive at the 7 p.m. hour. Wednesday night, finally, the number of the beast, 666. What will it include? Listen now, it's more than a tattoo. Thursday night, off this side only, just what is the dark side saying? We're going to give some highlights of actual demonic doctrine, the externalization of the hierarchy. If you were in Hell's Kitchen, what would you see? What would you hear? And then Friday night, we have the title, Just What Are the Demonic Doctrines? And what power do they have? Now, that's where we're going to focus also on the Mayan prophecy and the power that they will play in shaping millions as precursors. Saturday, we're going to put out another part of the series on Holy Spirit discernment and what it is as far as correct discernment and what it is not as far as erroneous discernment. And Sunday night, we will be back with a 2-hour special on the evolution of humanity, the spiritual evolution of humanity. Is it to godhood or is it a mirage? We apologize for last Sunday night. There were definite technical difficulties, as we had already thought we had on Blog Talk put up everything and had the evening recorded. But as we got there, it was not recorded, and we were not able to, you know, cue in and be a part. So we will do that program next Sunday night. Listen, there's a battle. It goes on here. That's why I appreciate many of you praying, and you send in your comments of prayer, and they are deeply appreciated. Got to tell you something that occurred, though, last, I think it was Thursday, I got an email from someone who's written me, and I won't say a person's name unless I have their permission, but this dear friend has been writing, and he shares with me how the messages have been drawing on him, pulling on him, till he's finally turned everything over and gave his life to Jesus Christ. And he shared more in it, but he's from the Netherlands. And there's just an interesting and an incredible connection. Listen, if you've been listening to the downloads or listening live and you've turned your life over to Jesus Christ, write to us and let us know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send him a ton of more information, materials. Another individual wrote me about their son. They were thanking us about the military the message we did a few weeks back, a little bit of a series dealing with the military and homosexuality and the whole issue, the frank discussion that we had on the topic. So we're going to remind them that the course on sexual decadence and the end of man is up on our website free. Now, there's a couple of the MP3s that don't work, but you'll still get over 20 hours of that absolutely free if you want it. Again, there's a number of courses and many other materials. If you're new to my voice, this is Russ Dizdar. And on that website, you can go to the bio and look up other information. We deeply appreciate the kind support and the things that you're doing. We do not run ads or commercial sponsorship, but we do invite your ability to sponsor. So if you want to do that, you can go to, again, our website, and then look where it talks about the archives right underneath. All you'll see is a phrase, you can help sponsor this work. If you're interested and feel led, we invite it and we need it and we thank you. Tonight, as we talk about what I believe is absolutely, it's information that is supposed to be strictly forbidden, sealed, hidden under supernatural dark powers. Nobody is supposed to know the reality of this coming incredible individual that will impact the globe, not just Europe, not just Russia, not just a region of the world, but this individual will have a worldwide, a global impact. He will astonish. He will mesmerize. What comes out of him will be what some New Agers believe is part of the spiritual evolution, homo lumos, homo deity. I have no question about that, that the precursors of the spiritual alternative and counterfeit that's been offered in the New Age movement for years now will prep, and the prophecies that talk about this coming evolution of human consciousness will absolutely prep, be the precursors that will involve worldwide reception of, well, the twin, literally almost, of the Antichrist. And again, I'm going to tell you that most have talked about the Antichrist, even on talk shows, all kinds. We've heard them discuss and talk, and many are concerned and look and try to calculate the number. But there's been very, very little written about, spoken about. And God, again, has given specific strategic insight. So my little test today to everybody is, before I even go over it again, you know, what do you know about the false prophet? I'm going to tell you that if you'll circle verses 11, all the way down, verses 11 to 18, if you will circle each time it refers to him, you're going to notice, well, about eight specific things. When John sees in the vision, the God-given vision, where he was drawn up. Go back to Revelation 4. He's drawn up, caught up into. He didn't remote view it. He's not a psychic. This is not, you're not able to interpret this with astronomy or astrological workings. That's all outside the scope of the work of God the Holy Spirit and God's work in revealing his words in pictorial form. Drama, prophetic drama. It begins, now listen, because probably, and I always kind of guess at the fact that both the Antichrist and the false prophet probably live in and among Europe, though they'd be world travelers. They would have many places that would be headquarters per se. But if we go back to Daniel, we've got to understand that the Antichrist will be active for years politically before the apocalypse, before he takes central stage. And there's even a maneuvering among how that occurs. And so I would also say the same is true about, well, the false prophet. Everybody's called him that. He's not called the false prophet, but that's what people have called him for years. Verse 11 on down, Revelation 13, massive, massive, in chapter 12, chapter 13, massive revelation about these two entities. And you're not going to find it anywhere else or more accurate than here. Not because we say so, but because, again, the history of prophetic revelation out of Scripture being 100% accurate, absolutely faithful to the details, infallible, irrevocable. And much of what we read in prophecy in the New Testament is yet to be fulfilled, including this. When John says, I saw another beast, a Theron, which again I'm going to point out most likely refers to a hybrid. That he's going to look, he's going to be like a man in a sense, but that there's going to be a quality of either absolute total demonization in the acquired sense, in the sense of he wants it, and that he's powered up because of that, or that he is a hybrid in the sense of a special conception similar to that of the Antichrist, because he's the title that God uses is the same. Another allo, another of the same kind, very much like the Antichrist. And he's also a Theron, a beast. Anybody doing a study here can look into the New Testament book of Revelation and find out that wild beasts of the earth are part of the murdering, killing of one-fourth of the population of the world. If you go to the Old Testament, especially to the Septuagint, when dealing with wild beasts, when God, in working throughout the history of the Old Testament, there's a reference to Nephilim tribes as wild beasts, as like wild animals. They're not human, but they're not actually a giraffe or a hamster. We're dealing with, again, the genetic twist, the demonization of human genetics, which automatically removes the Nephilim from being ever called human. And so God does not give the title pure humanity to the false prophet. He's called another, allo, meaning another of the same kind, beast. And there's an ascendancy. He arises there. He ascends out of the earth. The idea that maybe he's been just, you know, underground, hidden, operative. Now, let me give you some of my opinion concerning this really quick. I believe that in all that we see, when we look at the ramifications, we're seeing what's going to happen in the near future. But that means that he has to have already been here. And already being here, he would be already operative, just like the Antichrist. Because he's involved in the release of incredible, supernatural, Greek word megas, mega miraculous signs, dazzling the entire earth. These are the ability to impact the globe. Listen, they've talked about Maitreya. Anybody who's looked up the stuff with Benjamin Krim, highly mounted by the dark powers, highly entrenched in such deep, dark powers that even believers getting near can feel the effect. Maitreya, I do not believe is the Antichrist himself, but one like an Antichrist. But we see the promotion of him with all over is appearing miraculously, disappearing, doing healings, doing major signs, major miraculous things. Now, all I can tell you is that he's very similar. He's more similar to the false prophet than he is the Antichrist. Sai Baba from India that's been doing miraculous things and healings and all kinds of workings would be a similarity. But the false prophet will go beyond all of those who, well, the charlatans who have done things to make money on healings and so forth. The counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles that we read about in Scripture that will be done in the sequential evolutionary development of counterfeit spirituality that literally breeds into the consciousness of humanity. That's why you're going to hear a lot of things about consciousness, critical mass, in the air. Because biblical revelation reveals that the prince of the power of the eros, the air, the atmosphere, the dense atmosphere that's immediately among us, it's charged. It is charged with life, with energy, with power, but all dark. In massive opposition to God. Now, they have the ability to appear. And don't forget that they have, they have the ability to masquerade. So out of the air comes a massive operation. The spirit who's now operative directly into the lives of people. And so there's this operating work that is done on a frog in the kettle incremental approach. This kind of evolutionary development. You don't know that you're spiritually completely cooked in dark waters, because it all began as light and fluffy and angelic and translucent and brilliant and spectacular and new age-ish. And it was energy and it was non-human enhancements and it was all these things that fed into the human hearts and minds, elitism, non-human enhancement. You can be better, human potential, all kinds of things. Can I ask you a question tonight? If you're sick and dying, but the devil himself will heal you and give you 10 more years, would you take it? If you were sick and dying, and the devil came and he would actually really heal you, would you take it? If you had a child that was dying, and a powerful demon came by and offered to heal your child, would you allow a demon to heal your child? What it would take? I mean, the agony. I was in the hospital the other day talking to somebody. Spent 5 years working in the Pentagon. Crypto. Deep down. Though they don't remember everything because they went through debriefing. Some kind of hypnosis. Always of headaches upon headaches upon headaches. CAT scans don't tell. Bottom line, as we were talking, there they are in great pain. Just had a stroke. Can't move their arms and legs too well. Loves the Lord. Loves Jesus Christ. And we prayed together. We talked. We laughed about things. We talked about things. They told me more about their days, though 95% of it they can't remember. And I see this body, in usually in a wheelchair. We take her and her husband, we go out to eat sometimes. And they're friends that we've helped lead to Christ years ago. And they're really dear friends to us. But this dear woman that once worked in the Pentagon, crippled in a chair, at one point couldn't, because of the muscles in her neck, couldn't lift her head, at all. And so it just kind of hung. They had to put a thing around her neck just to hold it up. And she'd be willing to go out to a restaurant and eat and talk with us and see us. Pain constantly. Can't sleep some nights. Being in a wheelchair, having to be moved. You know what? I don't know if you know what it's like. It's hard to watch. Hard to help sometimes because you don't know what to do. Going in, giving her a hug, kissing her on the head, and talking to her. And not knowing the answer why she hasn't been healed. I could guarantee you that if Satan came to her and said, I will heal everything and make you whole, just receive my power to heal you, she would reject it. I could guarantee you that if a demon came along or somebody that had one and said, I have the power to heal you, to raise you up. You see, we do not understand that this false prophet is behind the power that gives the counterfeit resurrection to the Antichrist. He's the one behind it all. The undergrounders, the old traditionalists, the other brotherhooders, and some of those that are SRA out there, you know the truth. That the dark, deep rituals, many have been developed to get bigger and broader gateways opened, more powerful demonic presence, and the attempt to do and counterfeit everything that God in Christ has done, including their design and desire to counterfeit the power of resurrection. And I'm going to tell you right now that a military trained, you know, one of these chosen ones, they described to me what they would do with bodies in a ritual format in the summoning of demons and then trying to bring them back to life. That they've been able to do a lot of the other things, healings and miraculous things and story after story. The concepts of marriage to the beast and their constant goal to bear a moon child. Their goal constantly for 60, 70 years, all the way back into the Wurzburg Castle of Germany, into the dark black flame of the Nazis, is the desire to create Godmen, Nephilim, to redo them, to backbreed, if not directly see it occur, to summon like Jack Parsons and American rocket scientists, you know, to summon the Whore of Babylon. And to do a ritual, including a sexual act that would bring about Nephilim. Do you understand that even the process of trying to redo Nephilim has been militarized? It is clearly a part of the theme of Aleister Crowley. Clearly a part of the theme of millions that have been brought in and through satanic ritual abuse. Their powers, because they are finite, continue to develop, multiply in the sense of them getting more powers and more abilities and bigger doorways and more of humanity and family lines and bloodlines and all the way to the counterfeit conception of Antichrist himself, Homo Satanas. Included in all of this would be the demonically worked conception of the second beast. Born, in my opinion, genetically mixed, which opens the gateways wide for deeper, broader manifestation. I'm telling you all this because the ramifications are clear from biblical revelation. Go back again. Look at Revelation chapter 16. In 35 years, I've not heard a sermon on it in any church, on the airways, radio, anywhere, any place, anytime. Even in the hundreds and hundreds of books on prophecy and materials, thousands of books on systematic theology, very little spoken about concerning the mother of all rituals that will fulfill the New Ager Luciferic prophecy, maybe even the Mayan demonically charged prophecy, of a planetary wave of spiritual power unleashed to humanity that's coming. Revelation 16 shows a planetary wave, a spiritual release that goes global, targeting kings of the earth, political and military leaders. It is what causes them to come and gather at, in fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, gather to take their stand against God, to take their stand against Messiah, the return of Christ. It's the only reason for Armageddon. You can build all the weaponry you want. You can do all that you can. But when it comes to a spiritually charged, spiritually developed, the most advanced technology in human history, collectively unified worldwide over, drawn to Armageddon, soldiers beware, military men and women beware, mill lab workers beware, weapons development individuals beware, those that work on planetary defense weapons, systems, beware. Beware of who is breathing down your neck, Who's popping the ideas into your head to create the precursors for supernatural super soldiers? Supernaturally given technologies of highly advanced weaponry that will be designed to shoot out into space in case something from out there breaks through to come down here. Revelation 19, the descent of Jesus Christ in the visible apocalypse, epiphany of Christ. Oh, they're going to be waiting, all right. They're going to be on the ground waiting. And all of that has precursors. Development. And it goes back and back, all the way back to this false prophet, all the way back to the New Age, all the way back to Alice Bailey, all the way back to Helena Blavatsky, to the Nazis, and onward and on. And listen, if you understand the Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic agenda, those two things, you will understand where it has bled into. Knowing the enemy's origin, didache, his doctrine, his prophecy is involved. We're going to go over that this week. Demonic prophecy will shape the dream of the world for globalism. It will not only shape but help charge the atmosphere, building the critical mass. Almost as though the world is sick and dying and in the desert, but it sees an oasis. Age of Aquarius, a mirage. We're going to talk this week about what has been promised from the dark side. Though vast, appealing, both in a mental sense, and there will be more and more of an emotional tantalizing, a critical mass, but 100% pure mirage. What they cannot do will be revealed this week. But we're on Monday night. It's July the 19th, and I'm already sensing in the development of this during the day that I will get contacted from folks in Europe. And I'm really praying that in the centrality of Europe and among you Russians and among the Chinese, because we're not talking something American, we're not talking something Western, and we're not talking something just European. We're giving the insight coming from Almighty God, infinite presence, with exact details. Allotheron, another of the same kind like the Antichrist, beast, coming, ascending up out of the earth. Can I give you the eight things real quick again? You can circle these. When you look at this prophecy, listen, you are touching sacred writings. You are touching ancient, God-given writings, guarded by the Spirit of God. You're touching words that are alive, pregnant with the presence and power of God. All of Grapha, the Scriptures, they are living. They are active. They have power. Here are the eight things that we read from verse 11 on down. This is what God says concerning this individual that will be the most supernaturally impacting individual in the history of humanity on a global level. That's how big this is. That's why if somebody comes to you and says, hey, what do you know about the false prophet? Don't be a believer that's been out there for 30 and 40 and 50 years, and then all of a sudden you're stymied, stammering around, giving evidence after decades not knowing some of the most vital revelation in human history. Let me remind you, Revelation chapter 1, everybody that reads the Apocalypse Jesu Christi, the whole book of Revelation. If you read it, if you listen to it read, and if you take to heart the three things, in each case, God says you'll be blessed. A triple blessing. Here again now, the false prophet, here's what God says concerning an individual that's like a human being, but probably genetically mixed, spliced. A demonic hybrid in some sense, yes. A Nephilim in some sense, yes. Here's what God says. He looks like a lamb, non-threatening, acceptable, endearing. He speaks like a dragon, the power of the full force of all of satanic presence in hell itself. Number three, he exercises authority. Number four, he performs megas, miracles, signs. Number five, he was given dunamis, power, expressed, felt, conscious power. Number six, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. The power to bring global deception, the power to deceive hundreds of millions, if not billions. Number seven, he, the false prophet, the second beast, he commands that it be done, that an image set up that is like the image of the first beast. But spirit, now we'll go over this tomorrow night. All we're going to talk about is the image of the beast. Maybe technology that has literal spirit breathed into it, demonic spirit. Attachment, a devoted thing on the highest order. But it's the false prophet that orders it to be done. And then the eighth thing, have you read this? He, the false prophet, forces everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to receive a mark. Oh, on the right hand, on the have you heard of this? Everybody's talked about the mark. Now, I think it's Wednesday night that we're going to go into the mark, the actual Greek word, what it means concerning branding, and I'll share there that the concept of the mark most likely has the idea of the acquisition of demonic presence. It's more than just a tattoo. The emphasis tonight is that it's the false prophet that forces. There will be literally on a political, militarily backed forcing of this to be done. The mark and the image. Who's behind the image? The false prophet. Who's behind the mark? The false prophet. Well, I got a note in tonight, and I really appreciate that. It says, hey, Russ, did you get a new mic? The broadcast sounds much improved. Well, I deeply appreciate that, and we don't have a new one, but we did do new adjustments, and we're working Skype to Skype with Global Star. And listen, we're constantly looking for ways to make things on a mechanical level work better, sound better for everyone because of what is so important about the material. But Pat, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening tonight, and blessings to you in Christ. Now, listen, as you're listening, and because we're going to go ahead and unleash this to the preemption broadcast sites, and that will go out, and we have downloads of it going into Russia and China, into another 30-some countries, and so that's why I'm saying even now, welcome to all of you This is being spoken live and many thousands hearing now, and others will download the archives off the site. But providentially, I'm telling you that behind what is being done is the work of the Spirit of God. And bottom line is, if you do not know the living Christ, it's urgent that you come to the living Christ. The Spirit of God would summon you to come to the Christ that gave his life on the cross, died, rose, shed his blood, blasted apart the finality of death. All of hell knows this. Every demon, Satan himself, that's why he was there to destroy Christ the first time. He couldn't do it. That's why the demons hate Christ. That's why they're here in the masqueraded attempt to, well, not just come into manifest control of politics, military, economics. Oh, economics. Follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. It's all being channeled out there over into Europe. Everything leads to the belly of the beast. Got a note here from somebody that has written me a number of times. And listen, this would be somebody that would claim to say they are a sub-personality, deeply versed in the powers and committed to the Luciferic agenda. You want to hear from them? Typed in red, they write to me my name, Dizdar. They always do that, and that's fine. I appreciate that. In reference to the false prophet, here's what they say. He is one-third of the unholy Trinity. Here's how they sign off. The words, TikTok. The words, TikTok. I don't know how versed, how deep, how broad this individual is with the underground. But the underground is that we've engaged over the years. There is no question what they know. There is no question not only what they know, but what they experience. They're deeply experienced in the powers, deeply experienced in the twilight, in languages almost no humans have ever heard. Languages that may have been given by the demonic side. Symbols, sigils, ritual workings that help open the gateways. But desiring human blood, desiring the torture, the energies to be raised so as to attach to them. And at death's door, cross over to this side. Do we know what time it is? Yes, this is an individual that, again, claims part of the underground. Written many other times, we in our newsletters, we have a place on the newsletters down lower where it says dark theology. Many times there, I will put a comment up that maybe someone from the other side. And by the way, I already, you know, there's numerous sub-personalities, mostly reconnaissance. Some who on a co-conscious level listen. The main person, the host person is listening, but there you are listening. What does this guy know? What's this guy going to say? You know what I know? This is what God said 2,000 years ago. The Grapha, the living Grapha, God's literal presence in the Grapha. It brings broader revelation to the world about the coming supernatural Superman, that maybe even the undergrounders, the real Luciferians, don't even know other than in hushed meetings. Maybe the false prophet has showed up at Bohemian Grove and is behind the orchestration of those kind of rituals that were done, ancient old rituals that are done, and orchestrating them to bring in world leaders, the elites, the media mogul, the money people, the politicians and the military people, so as to release the spirits, the precursors, to open their hearts and their minds to the globalism, which is nothing less than luciferically conceived? Oh, Luciferic inception. Satanic inception. Oh, I saw the film the other night, Inception. I saw what they were doing concerning invading an in-person's mind in dream to get in, to plant an idea, to plant a thought, to pop into the depths of their being a thought that they think is their own, that they themselves will begin to add on to and believe that it's their own inspiration. You know, there's many New Agers. You know, there's military men. There's remote viewers. Did you know that Ingo Swann sitting in a swimming pool? The ideas of coordinate remote viewing popped into his mind. He already had the precursors for Planos, spirits. I mean, these are the spirits that emanate light, energy, non-human enhancements. And give to individuals things, insights, perceptions. Oh, even though the Nephilim genetics have inside clairvoyance, telekinesis, all the rest, the Godmen, small g, demonically in orientation, abilities. Oh, they will make any human being feel, you know, pretty doggone large, pretty doggone empowered to be able to see the dead, to give some kind of prediction, have psychic ability. Wow. It is pretty amazing. And obviously there's millions and millions and millions of dollars involved. I mean, even when it comes to remote viewers, there's millions of dollars involved in companies. Let alone military, but companies. They want to know the future. They want to know things about their competitors. Where does the non-human enhancement come from? Can you detect it? Can you feel it? When they open the third eye, as the old occultists call it, it's the human capacity that God created in every human being to be able to perceive, receive, know, and experience God. But when it's opened by the other side. Because the structure for spiritual knowing, perceiving, and feeling, and sensing is there. Whether it's God and God the Holy Spirit and the living Christ opening and operating through, or masqueraded spirits, dark powers, they also can use the same structure. When you read about this, and I want to speak to believers for a few moments here, again, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening right now, may the Spirit of God speak to your heart concerning something. The false prophet looks like a lamb, so acceptable, so spiritually non-threatening, endearing, desirous. Yet, he speaks like the dragon. This is the idea that the presence of hell, Satan, I mean, comes right through. Inspired speech, supernaturally empowered speech. A power of speech that I believe will make Hitler, like the Antichrist, will make Hitler look like a pinky puppet in comparison. Believers in Christ, realizing that your body is a naos, a temple of the Spirit of God. God dwells in you. Jesus said that when we're even in chaotic times and if you're in the midst of persecution, don't worry about what you're going to say. God the Father will help bring words by the Holy Spirit. When being inspired, every single believer in Christ, and the evidence is, you've received the Spirit of Christ within. Romans 8 says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. But if you're born of the Spirit of God and you know the living Christ, you know His power, His presence, His love, His forgiveness, but you know Him. It's a personal relationship. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, his divine power, perfect tense in the Greek, with the idea that it's resident, permanent within you. His divine power is within you. God the Holy Spirit is within you. If you read the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, Acts chapter 2, my dear believer, friend in Christ, the sons and daughters shall prophesy. They shall speak forth by Spirit-guided inspiration, the inspiration of the Spirit of God. You walk in the Spirit. You worship in the presence and power of the Spirit. You pray in the power and the realm of the Spirit. You live your life by the presence and power of the Spirit of Christ within you. That's why God the Holy Spirit can give to you 1 John 4. Greater megdala, from the same word we're using here about the false prophet, that he can do megdala, megas, miracles. They're huge. But God says to the believer, God the Holy Spirit in you is the hugest presence and power possible. The presence and power of God in the believer is bigger and broader than Satan himself. You see, he's a finite being. And even though the Antichrist will wield the power that he does, because hearts and lives will be opened up to receiving, the dark side can only operate where there is agreement, willingness, yieldedness. You and I as free human beings, I mean, that's what we're all about. And when we gave that up in the beginning, when the exchange, we exchanged the truth of God for the lie. Read about it, Romans chapter 1, please. If you're a seeker, if you're an honest spiritual seeker out there, if you're in China looking for some spiritual answer, have you found God? Do you know God? Can you say you do? You see, here on this side of the mic, not only do I know the living God, know the living Christ, I've known him for 35 years or more. I know his presence, I know his power, I know that my body, and listen, doesn't make you and I as believers in Christ perfect. The perfect is coming. Homo glorious is coming. That as Philippians 3 says, that when Christ does return, that our lowly bodies will be, Greek word metamorphosis, in an instant will be made like unto his glorious body. The eternal, indestructible, immortal body that you see Christ in is the typos. He's the first, the only one that's been glorified. The resurrection is one thing. Glorification is the ultimate goal. Being born in the Spirit of God right now and growing dynamically under what we would call sanctification. The dynamic process of the Spirit of God embedding in you the truths that are inside already. The Word of God mainly explains what's already inside when Christ comes in. What you need to appropriate, what you need to know, what you need to know in the Word of God to grow. So to the believer in Christ out there, what do you know about the Antichrist? What do you know about the unholy trinity, the dragon, the presence in the air? Can you feel it in the air? What do you know about demonic doctrine, demonic prophecy, the shaping of the world, the precursors that will lead to the chaos that'll be like a satanic Pentecost, the powers that will be so present to, with great speed, lead the world into receiving an Antichrist, a political, military, economic counterfeit savior of the world. His presence already then means, his apocalypse would mean that in 4 to 5 short years, 4 billion people will be dead. What side of the fence are you on? Who do you know? Word of God says that whosoever calls on the name of the living Christ, he's alive right now. Doesn't matter. Like in China alone, there may be 280 million believers. Like my friend that just wrote me from the Netherlands. And again, I won't share his name publicly unless he would let me know that it's okay. But I will share the final word that he gives. Because literally, it's amazing when I read this. He says, I'm so thankful. Thank you, Russ, for leading me to Jesus Christ. I will pray for you. He begins by saying he's 28 years old. He's living in a small city north Netherlands near the German border. So I'm listening to your studies and blog talk shows in the background for 2 years. I don't know who all listens. We know there's this year alone, 1,600,000 of these downloads. In the 2 years, a little over 2 years we've been on, probably more like 2.5 million downloads. All I can say is that the Spirit of God guiding, leading, and the urgent hour that we are in, if you don't know Christ, my friend, it is the Spirit of God that compels me to speak to you and tell you it is the love of God. God wants you. God knows you. Jesus died for you. Open your heart. Open your life. Pray out loud like this. Lord Jesus Christ, I may not know everything about you, but I hear you are the Savior. You are God in human flesh. You died on the cross for me. You rose from the dead. You're coming again. I accept you as Lord and Savior into my life. I accept your Spirit coming into my life. I accept the forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. And I commit my life to Jesus Christ. You accept the living Christ by faith. Read the Gospel of John. Begin to get in the book of 1 John again and again. Write to me, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, and I can send you materials, discipleship material that can help you. And to those that are just doing the recon, those that are just doing the, listening in, seeing what those guys talking about prophecy are all about, then by God's providence, divine appointment. Do you know Christ? If you die right now, where do you go? What happens? To all the believers, what do you know about the Antichrist? What do you know about the dragon? What do you know about the end of days? Are you able to speak intelligently, boldly, strongly, led by the Spirit of God, and with urgency, warning? See, when it happens, in many ways, for some, it'll be too late. But now, before it actually happens, you have time to be the most powerful believer in Christ. And may the Spirit of God move on you to be so. We're at the end of the hour, and I'm grateful to have this moment with you. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. God bless and good night.